Got your Bible? 1 Kings, the 12th chapter. It's good to see Dustin and Kaylin. God bless. We love y'all. That's good. 1 Kings, the 12th chapter and the 21st verse. I got a lot to read. I wanted to read a whole lot more, but for the sake of time, I wanted to be able to preach a little bit too. So the Bible said, "And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin and 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, the king of Judah, unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord." Anytime you hear that, you might want to perk up. "Thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren." Amen. I got a scripture that says you shouldn't fight against your brother. Amen. Well, that's pretty good preaching right there. I ain't even started yet. "Nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearken therefore to the word of the Lord, and return to depart according to the word of the Lord." Then Jeroboam, not Rehoboam, we're changing over to Jeroboam, built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein and went out from thence and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David if this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah." Whereupon, that means, so after all that thinking, this is what he comes up with. "The king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, It is too much." Everybody say, too much. This is what Jeroboam says to the people of Israel. "It's too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods," talking about them two golden calves, "O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin." Everybody said it became a sin. Man, it's not a sin to live in a land where they have golden calves. We can't help that. But it becomes a sin when they become your God. "This thing became a sin unto them. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan." Amen. I want to preach for a little while from this title, Staying Connected. Amen. Staying connected. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands and your voices to the Lord all across the house. Amen. Come on, cry out to him. We need you, Jesus, in this place. God, I need your word to help me today. I need your word to mold me and shape me. God, speak to every person in this house, God. God, encourage people in this room. Strengthen people, God. Come on, why don't you join up with somebody if it's appropriate. Come on, let's pray together. Come on, there's power in togetherness. Hallelujah, we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now clap your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. I want to preach about staying. Everybody say staying connected. Praise God. From Genesis 32, we read a story about Jacob wrestling with a man. And when he wrestles with this man, which the Bible said would be an angel, which later on it would say it was God himself in a theophany. But When he wrestled with this man at the end of this wrestling, or maybe in the middle of it, his name is changed to Israel. And so because of his pursuant of getting the blessing, he gets a name change. Amen. And so Israel now is his name, and he has 12 sons through his, he had two wives, and Rachel and Leah, and then their handmaidens were named Bilhah and Zilpah. And so he has 12 sons from these four different ladies, and these sons obviously now are the children of Israel. They are his children. Later on, they would be called the tribes. Everybody say the tribes. And later on, they would even be called the nation of Israel. So that's how you get the children of Israel, the tribes of Israel, the nation of Israel. It was simply Jacob's sons. And so they would live together in close proximity to their father Israel in the land of Canaan. They would stay together. They would work together. They ended up going through 400 years of slavery in Egypt, and they were all, everybody say, together. On a day that God would take the firstborn out of all Egypt, and at the end of the plagues, they would all together, all the nation of Israel would come out of Egypt and all get deliverance at the exact same time. Amen. They would settle after going around 40 years. They were together as they went around for 40 years in the wilderness trying to figure out exactly what God was talking about. And thank the Lord they finally did. But when they settled down, there was a tribe and a half that was on the other side of Jordan. But really, they were all settled down together one more time. They were one nation. Amen. They were one nation all the way through the times of the judges. It was simply called Israel. They were one nation during the times of the first three kings, which would be Saul and then David and then Solomon. Amen. Israel had stuck together, even though they had had their own little skirmishes like all brothers do and their little fights. They had always been a nation together. But when Solomon dies, his son Rehoboam begins to try to take over, and there is a major split that happens. And I could preach a long time about why it happened, but just suffice it to say he had some bad advisors. Amen. He had some young advisors, and he rejected the counsel of the older men. Amen. I could stop there for a long, long, long time. Amen. But I don't have time, so I'm not going to stop. Amen. So the kingdom is split. Solomon dies. Rehoboam takes bad advice, and then the split happens. The northern tribes, there's 10 tribes in the north, and they take a man named Jeroboam to be their king. And so you have the northern 10 tribes, which retain the name Israel. And then the southern nation would be called Judah. It is consisting of two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. And their king is the son of Solomon, which is Rehoboam. And so now, after all of these years and all of this time that the children of Israel has been together, and the brothers have been together, the nation has been together, all of a sudden they are not one anymore, but they are two nations. Two nations. One of them is called Israel. The northern tribes is called Israel, and the southern tribes are called Judah. Let me tell you, anytime God's people start dividing, it's not going to get good after that. Amen. Anytime you start feeling yourself being divided from good people, I'm not talking about people that drag you down, but I'm talking about good people. When you start feeling yourself divided from good people, just know that nothing good happens when you separate from good people. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. Man, he's not talking about bad counselors. He's talking about good counselors. Amen. We need more good people around us. Praise God. Amen. American Family Radio is not our counselor. Amen. K-Love is not our counselor. Amen. I ain't got a problem with whatever they do, but we need good Holy Ghost filled people around us that'll help us and talk to us and testify to us and show us and people we can confide in and help. Amen. Thank God for good people. It's been good men in my life that's helped me make it to where I'm at. It's good men that told me when they seen something that maybe wasn't exactly right and maybe, amen, maybe told me some things I even didn't like. Amen. Thank God for good people. Don't ever separate yourself from good people. Don't hide in a cave and think that I'm going to make it all by myself. Amen. We're called the body of Christ for a reason. Amen. There's got to be connectivity in the people of God for this thing to work. Amen. If you're not connected to the body, the blood can't flow through you. And the nutrients can't flow through. Don't separate yourself from the body. Amen. Get connected to the body. I said get connected to the body. Don't get bitter about everything in life. And amen. The harder it gets, the more connected you ought to try to get. Boy, it's getting tight. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The enemy can get you all off by yourself. He'll destroy you. Amen. When trouble comes, you ought to get closer in to other people. You ought to be the first one down front lifting your hands and praising God. Don't stay home and pout and cry and woe is me. You ought to say, I need the people of God. I need a touch of God more than I ever have in my life. Come on, let's love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, get connected. Everybody say, stay connected. The problem for the people of the northern tribes of Israel is that geographically, Jerusalem is in the nation of Judah, which is in the south. And so to attend the appointed feast and make the appointed sacrifices and do the things that they need to do, they have to leave Israel and they have to go to another country, which is Judah. Amen. I'm just going to slow down and preach a little while. Amen. I think the people of God ought to be stable enough that every time the government changes, we shouldn't change the way we serve God. I hope this is going to be all right. I hope every time a virus spreads, we don't change the way we worship God. Every time the news is bad, I hope we don't change the way we serve God. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're strangers. We're pilgrims. We're just passing through. Amen. Governments and things have been changing from the beginning of time. We got to be steadfast. We've got to be unchanging. We've got to get a hold of his hand and just never let go. Come on, I've been on this a little while. I can't stop. Hey man, I don't want to pastor a bunch of crowd followers. I don't want to pastor just people that follow the crowd. They shout Hosanna one week, next week they're shouting crucify him. I want to pastor people that get it in their spirit. If nobody comes to church, I'll be there and I'm going to pray. If nobody prays, if nobody worships, I'll still be worshiping. If nobody lives right, I'll still be living right. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The problem was that now there was a split. When it used to be one nation, it's two different nations. And the king of the northern tribe began to think in his mind, I wonder what's going to happen now that the kingdom is divided and Jerusalem is in the south. Now, if all these people start going to Jerusalem, amen, to sacrifice like they always have, I'm afraid they're going to turn into Southerners. You know, Southerners are world changers. Praise God. Hallelujah. He started thinking, I don't know what's going to happen if these people head to the south. Amen. And so he began to devise a plan to where he made sure he didn't lose control of his power. And he began to say something like this. Now listen to me. It's too much for you to go to Jerusalem. Now that's a 17th century writing. Let me put it in a 21st century English. It's too much trouble for you to go to church. Hallelujah. You know, the flesh don't need much help to talk it out of doing what's right. I come to help you talk your flesh into doing what is right. Matter of fact, I come to help you take your flesh by the nape of the neck and say it ain't too much trouble. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now think about Rehoboam saying, listen, Israel, it's too much trouble for you to go down to Jerusalem. But think about, they've been going to Jerusalem their whole life. Now think, they've got the same address. They've got the same wife. They've got the same kids. They've got the same mules. It's the same house. It's the same distance to Jerusalem. And it's never been a problem before. But all of a sudden, it's too much trouble. Getting kind of quiet in the house. But all of a sudden, nothing's changed. But now it's too much trouble. You've done been fooled by the enemy is what's happened. Come on, I'm going to help somebody. The most important thing in your life is what you do in Jerusalem. All that out there ain't going to matter one hill of beans if you don't make it back to Jerusalem and get your heart right. Hey, who cares what you accomplish out there if you don't ever go to Jerusalem? I come to make a liar out of the devil tonight, this morning. Praise God. I'll do it tonight too. Just put him on notice is all I'm doing. He's a liar and there's no truth in him. Come on, everybody say, it ain't too much trouble. Say it out loud. It ain't too much trouble. Devil, you're a liar. It ain't too much trouble. He wants you to think it's too much trouble because he knows when you get to Jerusalem, God's going to do something for you. And if you get there, he's going to lose. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. So their leader begins to say, it's too much trouble to go down to Jerusalem. Here's your gods, these golden calves. And tell you about this flesh. You better get a hold of it every day. Because if you don't, it'll lead you to a place you don't want to go. Amen. It'll make you do things you never dreamed you would do. So what I figured out, every day of your life, you just mortify the deeds of your body. Hallelujah. Wake up and find you a place to pray. Talk to God. Say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. I said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Not what I want, God, but what you want. Not where my feet want to go, but where you want my feet to go. Not what I want to say, but what you want me to say, God. Come on, you got to learn how to take control of your own nature.
Hey, man, I've preached so hard, I've wore out a microphone. Praise God, we're about to retire it right now. Hey, man, y'all reach your hand toward this microphone. Adios, my friend. Praise God, it was good while it lasted. Hey, man, I'm tired of it distracting me, though. Praise God. Is that one
better? Yes, sir.
Praise God, even better one. Hallelujah. Loud. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Is it too loud now? Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. This is another thing. You can't make everybody happy in church. Hallelujah. Everybody say it ain't too much trouble. It ain't too much trouble. Did you notice that Jeroboam did not tell them it's too much trouble to go on vacation? Turn me down just a little bit now. I'm too loud for myself. Praise God. He didn't tell them it's too much trouble to go on vacation. He didn't tell them it's too much trouble to go to work. He didn't tell them it's too much trouble to raise a family. All he said is it's too much trouble to go to church. Now, that's all he's focused on. That ought to bring some red lights up in your mind that say if that's all he's worried about, there must be something good going to happen when I get there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The devil don't even tell people it's too much trouble to live in a cardboard box. He don't tell people it's too much trouble to be homeless. And it's not too much trouble to wake up hungover and ruin your family and ruin your life and ruin your reputation. He doesn't say that's too much trouble. But when it comes to coming to God's house, he'll give you every excuse in the book about why you can't come to God's house. Hey, I come to refute the lies of the devil in this place. Hey, man, matter of fact, hey, man, this is the best thing you'll ever do. The best decision you'll ever make is going to Jerusalem. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Nothing changed. I feel like I'm in a cave now, and I preach against being in caves, bro. Amen. Does it sound like I'm in a cave? Change me. Help me, somebody. God, help me, Jesus. Amen. Everybody shout, the devil's a liar.
The devil's a liar.
Everybody say it again.
The devil's a liar.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's when you know you're in Jerusalem, because the devil tries to distract you. Hallelujah. If you wasn't going to get nothing out of it anyway, there wouldn't be no distractions. If there wasn't nothing for you, nothing would bother you anyway. Nothing bothers you at a Gaither concert, because you ain't going to get nothing anyway. Things irritate you in Jerusalem because the enemy don't want you to get nothing for your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The enemy's saying it's too much trouble. Amen. But I hear the voice of Revelation 22, the Spirit and the Bride says, we say, come on. When the enemy's saying stay home is too much trouble, the Spirit's saying, come on. I don't know what voice you're going to listen to today. Amen. I'm going to preach a little while.
If the enemy gets you to thinking everything's too much trouble, hey man, you're going to end up lost, my friend. You hear me? This is a battle that happens between your ears. And you got to win this battle. Hey man, or your family will be lost. If you don't win this battle, your own soul's going to be lost. If you don't win this battle, hey man, your family that lost cousins and there's so many people connected to one person. Hey man, that it just, the enemy can beat down one person, make you lose out. It's like taking out 20 or 30 people. If you ain't got no other reason to live for God, you ought to look at your family tree and say, bless God, I may not feel like it, but I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the house of God. Itarabasa. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, it's not too much trouble. The enemy will tell you it's too much gas money. It's too much gas money to go all the way to church. Hallelujah, it's too many miles you're going to put on your car and you're going to lower the value of your car. Takes up too much time. Amen. It takes forever for that preacher to get finished. There's all kind of reasons he gives people to tell you it's just too much. I tell you, there's a reason he's telling you it's too much. I don't want you to listen to what the devil says. Let me tell you, when you get a little discernment, you quit listening to what people say. You start thinking about why they're saying it. Man, I get a little quiet. I got two things going on in my brain when people are talking to me. I'm hearing what you're saying, but I'm listening. I'm trying to figure out why you're saying it. When the devil said it's too much trouble to go to Jerusalem, don't just listen to what he says. You ought to start thinking, why is he saying this? Come on, help me right now. Yay, Lord. Amen. Anytime somebody listened to the enemy and believed what he said and did what he said, their life ended up a mess. And if God said, forsake not the assembling together of yourself, even the more as you see the day approaching. That's us. Amen. Take this whole world. Just give me some more Jesus. Amen. When the enemy said it's too much, you ought to put your shoes on faster. Amen. Praise God. You ought to fix your hair a little faster. You ought to maybe not drive a little faster. Amen. Take your time driving. Take your time brushing your teeth and all that stuff. Praise God. And that's your comedy relief. Felt like y'all was, maybe couldn't take anymore. God help us right now. I'm sick and tired of the devil picking people. Tell you what he does, he picks those on the fringes. You know what that ought to tell you? You ought to get off the fringes. You ought to get right in the middle of everything that's going on in the house of God.
If it's prayer time, get right in the middle of it. Don't be out in the fellowship hall and the gossip hall talking about who's doing this and who's doing that. Get right in the middle of prayer when it's worship. Don't sit there like a knot on a log. The enemy's watching. He's looking whom he may devour. Hey, amen. Maybe you don't feel like work. You ought to do it anyway. Just the fact you're being watched ought to make you want. Well, I don't feel the joy, but just go ahead and shout anyway. If you shout anyway, you might start feeling it in a minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeroboam said it's too much trouble. Amen. Too much. It's just too much. There's too many distractions going on while the preaching happening. People making all kind of sounds and doing all kind of things and goofy stuff. And amen. I wouldn't even waste my time. There's just too much. You ought to think about why he's saying that. Amen. Praise God, Paul. Israel is quiet in the house today. I'm just going to preach a little while. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be a distraction to other people. But at the same time, don't let other people distract you. If they want to be silly, you just connect up with God. And you touch God. And if you ain't careful, you'll get a bad spirit and you won't hear anything that was preached. You won't get anything out of the music and singing. You'll be irritated over everybody. He's got one. I hope this is all right. I hope I can tell y'all that. This ain't too much trouble. I'm going to tell you something. Your only hope is that you stay connected to the body of Christ. How many fingers survive after they're cut off and left? I've seen some reattach. That's pretty cool. How many of you seen thought, well, I'm disconnected. I'll just walk down here to this other. They die. I'll tell you what happens when you get disconnected from the source of the power and the anointing of God. You're going to die. When you die spiritually, amen, you're in a bad place, my friend. Hadabosa. Amen, I want to get more connected to the body. I want to tell you, my Bible said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You know what the church is? It consists of a bunch of members. And the Bible said God sets the members. Amen. When God sets you in the body of Christ, you become a part of the church. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you. I'm going to make it simple for you. You need to get a hold of the church and don't ever let go. Hallelujah. Don't become your own religious cult. Your own religious leader with your own little club. Connect to the church. Connect to the church. We are baptized into one body by one spirit. Everybody say spirit. That's capital S. That's Holy Spirit. That's Holy Ghost. How do you know you're part of the church? When you prayed through and got the Holy Ghost, you got grafted in. You were just an old wild olive tree. But when you repented your sins and got baptized in Jesus' name, You became a part of the body of Christ.
So whatever you do, don't let the enemy separate you from the body. This is our hope, is that we stay connected, that we stay together. Hallelujah. Well, I can't go. I'm trying to get somewhere. Amen. But I'm refuting the devil right now. I'm refuting everything the devil's been telling people. I'm going to tell you just the opposite. It's not too much trouble. I was wondering if I had the right message this morning. When I started preaching, I knew I had the right message. Here's the problem. Amen. When it becomes too much trouble, when it becomes too much trouble, it won't be very long till you fall into sin. You listen to my words. When it becomes too much trouble to come to God's house, it won't be long till you're going to be worshiping something else. Because you were made to worship. You were created as a worshiping being. There's something in you. If you're not in church, you'll be listening to secular music and you'll be worshiping the country stars of this world, or the basketball players or the football players or some. You're going to be worshiping something. Amen. And it ought to scare you to death when you hear that little voice saying it's just too much trouble. I'm not saying it's not any trouble. A man that is born a woman is a few days in full of trouble. What you got to settle in your mind, is it too much trouble? Yeah. Praise God. My mama had six kids, and I guess she got us all ready, because there was times I don't remember getting myself ready. That's trouble. Load up a bunch of kids, get them dressed, and load them up, take them to church, and have to listen to other people come tell you about how bad they are. That's trouble. But obviously, she said it ain't too much trouble. Come on, you can't let a little adversity knock the wind out of your sails. Why do I keep preaching about sissies? You can't be a spiritual sissy and make it all the way. You gotta have some spiritual biceps and triceps. There's gotta be something in you. So I'm not gonna let a little trouble keep me from living for God. My Lord, I had trouble in the world. I had trouble long before I ever came to God. I'll tell you, it's a lot worse. People run into a little storm along the way. Oh, this is rocking me. It must not be God's will, or I wouldn't be in this storm. Honey, using a storm when you got here. You was born into a storm. Our earth is groaning at this moment, waiting for its redemption. We were born in a mess. Amen. It's not too much trouble to go get a Holy Ghost breakthrough. It ain't too much trouble to go down to an altar and pray until you feel the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to make up your mind. I'm going to get connected. And I'm going to stay connected. Hallelujah. 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 By faith, Noah was moved by fear when he heard of something that never happened before. What was he talking about? He's talking about he never heard of rain, but he was warned about rain. By faith, he built an ark. Now, when you don't have DeWalt power tools and you want to build something 450 foot long, some, I don't know, 70, 80, 90 feet wide or 100 foot wide, 70 foot tall, I don't remember. I don't have my calculations. This is big. I'm building about a third of an ark right now, and I'm tired of it. This is a lot of trouble to build an ark. But I bet you his boys, amen, his daughters-in-law, the day God took that door and went, whoom. Well, it was a little bit of trouble. And it wasn't too much trouble. And they heard that thunder. Saw that lightning out that one window in the top. It started raining. Let me tell you when it really settled in their spirit. Not when it started raining. They might have been wandering. But when they got enough water, however much it took, till displacement took, and that thing lifted. I want to tell you something. There's going to be a day coming, my friend. There's going to be a trumpet blow. And you're going to say, you know, it really wasn't too much trouble to get up on Sunday morning. It was a little, but it wasn't that bad, really. Everybody else in the world has one service on Sunday, almost everybody. And we got two. Man, it's a little trouble, I know. Amen. All you have to do is come. I have to preach twice. Other people have to sing. It's a little trouble. Praise God. But I've watched a whole lot of Sunday nights when people come in bound by the devil. Amen. And I don't believe a Sunday morning would have broken. Sunday morning's got its own kind of ministry. And then Sunday night's got its own kind of ministry. And Wednesday night's got its own kind of ministry. And it's a different thing that it's working on. I would hate to tell God, we're about to cut one. You pick which one. It's too. Praise God. I ain't denying it's trouble. But I am denying it's too much trouble. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you stand together with me? I'm going to quit preaching. It'd be too much trouble to get back on track now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Did you notice how simple, how easy it was for Jeroboam to get those people to stop going to Jerusalem? He just made a suggestion. If you don't realize your flesh is weak, my friend, I tell you, that's why it's important. There's certain voices you don't ever allow in your ear. People that put doubt in your mind about the things of God and the importance of the things of God. You need to learn how to mute those voices. I've watched too many good people lose out, not because they were rebellious or anything, but the spirit of Jeroboam started talking to him. The spirit of Jeroboam is a lazy spirit. Did I ever tell you God hates laziness? It's too much trouble. That spirit of Jeroboam has taken many people to hell with it. Just like the spirit of false doctrine has taken many to hell with it. The laziness. I know people get sick. I'm not talking about that. I know people have health issues. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that spirit that begins to twist your mind. It's usually a subtle spirit. It's not a controlling. If it's controlling, you'd fight it. Because you're stubborn too, like me. So it's not going to, you can't go! But it says, why would you want to go? We only got a quarter tank to last us all week long. Don't you know God owns the cattle on a thousand hills? And you don't have time. You need to go try to work a little more, make a little more money. You know what you got to pay for. It's always something real subtle. Well, you know, you probably won't get much out of somebody will be doing something or you know something. You know, it's crowded and you don't want to fight over a pew. And it's always, hey, ain't nobody going to fight you over a pew. Hey man, there's a whole bunch of people that would give you their pew. We're not going to fight over stuff. Don't. Is this too much? I'm telling you, that Jeroboam spirit will get a hold of people. And I've called them on the phone. Hey, where you been? Man, I've just been busy. You've been listening to Jeroboam. I know what you've been listening to. I've heard him myself. I want to listen to the voice of the Spirit that's saying, come on. The Spirit is assembling the people. When you read about God, he's always trying to put people together. If you're ever around somebody that's trying to divide people, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. The Spirit of God is, come on, let's love one another. Man, why don't we all come around this front, huh? Come on, why don't we pray together? In the name of Jesus. Come on, it's not too much trouble to come around the altar for a little while. Come on, I rebuke Jeroboam today. Come on, listen to the voice of God. Come on, let God pull on you a little while. Let God work on you a little while. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, why don't you pray till the Holy Ghost begins to pray through you? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, it's not too much trouble. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, get that lazy spirit off of you. Come on, get that Jeroboam spirit off of you. Come on, God, I want to be your best servant. You can trust me. Yeah, Lord. Come on, in your precious name. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, all across this house. Oh. Come on, I feel the Spirit of God wanting to touch somebody. Sharaba. Come on. Don't let me fall out. Don't let me die like a fool. God, I gotta be saved.
I must be saved.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
I must be saved.
Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, we're going to press harder. Come on, we're going to get closer to God. Oh, the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, I want to be more faithful. Come on, I don't want to be a Reuben. I don't want to be as unstable as water. Come on, I want to be consistent. Come on, put that fire in us, God. Come on, why don't you help somebody? Come on, if it's appropriate, you're through praying, help somebody else pray. Above all else, God.
I must be saved.
Come on, Holy Ghost, touch every heart. Touch the hungry right now. Touch the hungry. Touch the hungry. Hallelujah. Come on. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Come on, you need to make a liar out of the devil. I'm not going to listen to your lies, devil. Oh, I'm going to be more committed. Oh, more faithful. I'm going to pray more than I ever have. I want more anointing than I've ever had. I want to win more souls than I've ever won. Oh. Ta-da. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, I'm going to get connected. God, I'm going to stay on fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, let's sing it as a prayer to the Lord. God, I've got to be saved. Come on, nothing else matters in this world.